10 out of every 1,000 public school students were arrested in Florida schools last year, and the vast majority are for misdemeanor offenses, things like disorderly conduct, which can include talking back to teachers. State Impact Florida reporter Sarah Gonzalez says a policy that was meant to keep students safe has turned misbehaving at school into a criminal offense. Behavior that once meant a trip to the principal's office could now mean a trip to a holding cell.
Malcolm Calvert was in the seventh grade when he got into an argument with his sixth grade friend on a school bus and hit him with a lollipop.
It was a Twisty Pop. I like hit him with it on his head. They handcuffed me and took me off the school bus.
Malcolm was handcuffed, charged with misdemeanor battery.
I couldn't just say sorry to him or anything.
Malcolm's attorney, Shannon Holder, says the boy Malcolm hit with a Tootsie Pop and the boy's dad had to go to court.
Be put under oath and say, we don't want to press charges for this. We don't think Malcolm should have been arrested for this. It was a piece of candy. At that time, the state finally dropped the charge. So it took several months.
Back in the 90s, the state wanted to send a message that schools would not tolerate bad behavior, but too many students were being arrested. So a couple years ago, lawmakers relaxed the state's zero tolerance policy. They encouraged schools not to arrest students for misdemeanors like minor fights, but it wasn't a mandate. And last year, more than 9,000 students were still arrested for misdemeanors. About 65% of all the student arrest cases were either dropped or moved out of the criminal justice system through things like therapy or community service. That means many students were being arrested, even though they hadn't really violated any law. But 14-year-old Evan Polk says everything else about being arrested is very real, like when he went in for his mugshot.
I just didn't feel comfortable there. I can't explain it. It was scary. Staring into the camera, I wasn't really sure what to do. Not somewhere I ever want to go again.
Evan was arrested a week after he got in a school fight. He was standing up to a student who was bullying his friend, but he says he wasn't trying to fight.
I mean, I've seen fights where both guys are going at it and both of them want to fight. I feel like more discipline should be done to them than what should have been done to me.
Evan is an honor student at Pensacola High School. His principal, David Williams, says he's an outstanding kid.
Outstanding kid. I have nothing but good things to say about him. He made a mistake.
William says he just doesn't tolerate any violence at his school.
He got arrested because he was a willing participant. He was willing to fight. There's always an alternative to fighting.
In the end, Evan just had to write an apology letter to his school. But Gordon Weeks, a public defender for the juvenile division in Broward County, says arrests stay on your record forever.
Some better judgment when a child behaves like a child is probably the more appropriate remedy than using zero tolerance, which is easy. It's the easy approach.
And some principals are more likely to use that approach than others, says Wansley Walters. She's secretary for the Florida Department of Juvenile Justice.
I assure you that for every child that's arrested for any offense in a school, there is another child in another school that wasn't arrested for the same thing.
When students apply to jobs or to college, they have to acknowledge they've been arrested. Walter says juvenile records are supposed to be kept private, but public information laws in Florida allow companies and individuals to request all arrest records. And what you see are the words battery and assault, not throwing a lollipop. With State Impact Florida, I'm Sarah Gonzalez in Miami.
For more from State Impact, stop by WUSFnews.org.